Welcome to Warrior Basketball. Hold on to your seats, folks. The action's about to begin.
KLYC, no Podbean tonight. And I'll tell you. All right, Warrior fans, we are back. And we're actually finally ready to get started here, I think. You can hear starting line is being announced for the Warriors. It's Brandon Ayer, J.J. Howard, Andrew Grove, Trent Carton, and Keon Brell. And if the microphone sounds a little fuzzy to you, not my mic, but the PA mic, it's a little fuzzy here too. The athletic director or whoever it is just kind of eats the mic and mumbles. So Warriors looking to stretch their win streak to 3 and their recent record to 7-1 since their loss on the 11th of January to Taft. They beat San Diego Christian, Jefferson, Sheridan, Sile, lost to Dayton, beat Taft and Sheridan, trying to finish up their league season with wins at San Diego Christian and then home on Friday against Jefferson. Winning both of these would likely land them the second seed. I don't know if that is for certain or not. But you gotta win those. Start with the wins and then worry about where you get seeded. If they are the second seed, that means they'll be hosting a game, against the third seed. Which I think would be, Taft. Alright, we're ready to go on the floor. For San Diego Christian, it's Bosshart, Riddle, Hill, Borgaro, and Smith. Four seniors and a junior. Senior night here, so all four of their seniors are starting. We'll see how long they stay in the game. We are ready to roll. JJ going to jump center with Riddle. Riddle's got some hops. I think he won this last time up at our place. JJ wins this one. Back to Grove. Grove walks it across half court here in this boys' varsity action. Three-man officiating crew out of Corvallis. Grove works left at the top of the key, hands off to Howard, who runs a little weave with Aird, back to Vrell on top, swings right angle, Carton, popping out JJ, go low to Vrell, fakes right, back out to JJ for a 22-footer, short, rebound Brandon Aird, spins baseline, nothing there, flips it back up, misses it, rolls around, gets it back himself, and he'll dribble out the right side. Back out to Carton, swings to Grove, Grove left angle extended, gets a screen from JJ, leaves it for Vrell on top, hands off to Aird. Aird turns the corner, gets to the foul line, back out to JJ. 20 on the shot clock. Howard, a little off balance, but he gets that lefty to drop up and in. Kind of a little pseudo jump hook there from JJ in the lane. Warriors, good patience on the offensive end. Little pressure now for the Warriors, and the ball goes out of bounds off of Smith. Warriors ball. Almost a minute gone already. And San Diego Christian had the ball for about 4 seconds. Grove with the ball. Howard in the high post. Looking back door, not there. JJ turns, gets to the baseline. Score. No, they're going to call offensive foul. Boy, I don't know about that. I'm going to say he hooked him, I think. Not going to say what it was, just that it was a player control. Looked like a really nice post move by JJ. Spun to that baseline. Got on his right shoulder, took, went up strong with the left hand, and ended up picking up a foul. Bosshart with the ball, running the point, up the middle. Riddle swings it over to Hill, back out to Smith. Smith, they double him, hooks a pass back to Hill, almost threw it away. Riddle, cross court, ball's popped loose. Bosshart gets it. Drives, scoops it high, no good. Rebound put back up and in by Borgaro. Warriors with the ball. 2-2 game. Vrell on the left wing with it. Works his way towards the top of the key. Keon over to Andrew. Left corner. Tries to feed to JJ. We got a jump ball. Alternating possession will give that one back to San Diego Christian. As JJ got tied up with Borgaro. That's not Borgaro. Is that Ball? Huh. I think they gave me the wrong starter. It's Mason Ball, not Borgaro. took a pass ahead. Riddle drives. Might have got hit on the arm by Varell. No call. Varell with a rebound ahead of Howard. Howard up the left side. Slows it up at the angle. Takes a three.
Perfect.
JJ knocks that one down. He's got five. Should have seven. If it wasn't for the offensive foul. 5-2 Warriors. Bossart up the middle. Feeds Hill. Tries to go out the other side. Good defense by the Warriors to knock that out of bounds as Grove, Aird, and Varell all kind of collapsed into the game. Fosdick replaces Smith. Gives him another guard. Hill dumps it to Riddle. Turns from 12 and buries it. Nice shot. Josh Riddle makes it a 5-4 Warrior lead. JJ with it. Breaks the pressure to Varell in the left forecourt. Little floater. Rolls around and drops in from about 8 feet. Nice shot by Keon there. Very soft touch. Just kind of floated that one as he was drifting towards the basket. Riddle out to Fosdick. Fosdick swings it over to Hill. Back to Bossart for three. Right side, no good. Rebound pulled down by Ball. Swings it back over. Fosdick drives baseline, cut off and stolen by the Warriors. Varell ahead to Aird. Aird muscles his way down. Offensive foul. Wow, this is some weak call. This is a weak call. Wow, they called for an offensive foul there. Aird clearly had the better offensive position. Defender just kind of took a little bump and flop, but he never had his feet set. Got to really question that one. Not the same official that called the one on JJ, though. So two fouls on the Warriors in this game, both of them offensive. They're reffing this like it's a JV2 game. Varsity boys, you got to let them play. There's got to be a little physicality out there. In the corner, hook it back up to Bosshart. Fosdick on top. Swings right side to Ball. Down low, Riddle turns and gets that little jumper to Josh Riddle. Nice touch on the baseline. Makes it a 6-7 game. Warriors on top by one. JJ to the middle. Aird tried to feed Varell and threw it out of bounds. Led him a little too much. Good communication after by Keon. Fosdick. Oh, it's not Fosdick. It's Ron. Sorry. I'm getting my numbers mixed up tonight. Riddle throws it down low. Little shot down there. Missed one. Got fouled on the second one is Steen Smith, sophomore. So Smith will go to the line to shoot two. Got his own miss. Got fouled putting it back up. Three fouls on the Warriors. None on the Sandingham Christian Eagles so far. Steen Smith hits the first one. Sophomore forward will have one more coming. Second one, good also. 8-7 lead for Sandingham Christian. They've been bailed out a couple of times with offensive foul calls that nullified Warrior baskets. Grove beats the pressure ahead to Varell, fakes the three, skips it over to Aird for three from the right angle, no good. And he'll get a loose ball foul trying to get to that rebound. That's his second. That will get Conquelo into the game. Devin quickly gets him up. Doesn't want Brandon to pick up that third. Got the cheap one on the offensive foul. This one, just a frustration foul. And we'll have a timeout on the floor. 30-second variety. We'll stay right here. 8-7. Sandingham Christian on top. You know, when we played them in Amity, it was pretty close for the first quarter, and the Warriors really turned it on the second quarter. I want to go back and say it was a 9-8 lead after one quarter in Amity, and then the Warriors, maybe with a couple of minutes, maybe with like a minute or two left in the first quarter, Warriors scored the last couple of points and then went on like an 8 or 9-0 run to start the second quarter. So we will see if tonight bears out in a similar fashion. Good energy tonight from the Eagles so far. It's going to be Eagles basketball after the loose ball foul. Ron swings it ahead to Bosshart. Bosshart puts the brakes on. Now goes in the corner to Smith. Drives baseline. Flips it up. Misses. Good contest there by JJ to affect that shot. Varell with the rebound. Grove in the left front court. Works off a little screen from JJ over to Keon. Now to Coelho. Starts to go baseline. Lost it. Put the brakes on. Wanted to go back to Keon with the ball and just fumbled that one. First time you touch the ball coming into the game, sometimes your hands just aren't quite where they need to be. Warriors in a 2-2-1 light pressure. Looking for opportunities to trap. None there this time. Bosshard on top. Now it's a 2-3 zone for the Warriors. Ron in the corner. The ball. Ball on top. Ball knocked loose. Good job by the Warriors. Coelho comes up with a steal. Carton down the middle. Ball blocked out of bounds by Ball. And the Warriors will have it. Left side of the key along the baseline. Good attack by Trent. Ball's long. He's about 6'3". From the corner, Coelho for three. Perfect! Con Coelho knocks down his first shot of the night. And the Warriors regain the lead 10-8. Danny Dyer coming in next to Ed Ball. Bosshard in the corner. Ball for three. Air balls that one. Riddle puts it up. It's blocked by somebody in there. Trent comes out over there with the ball. There were a bunch of black jerseys and a reach-in foul on Steen Smith. First foul of the first quarter on Santa M. Christian 5 minutes in. Hard to believe. Varell gets a break. Dyer in. So it's Dyer, Howard, Carton, Grove, and Coelho. Coelho inbound. JJ pops out for it. Swings it to Dyer. Dyer tries to go down low to a cutting Coelho. Not a good pass. Stolen by Smith. Smith carried the ball. Got away with it. Drives. Missed. Carton with the rebound. Good defense by Dyer. Carton going the other way. Gets to the forecourt and puts the brakes on. Now he sets it up over to Grove. Grove drives. Gets in deep to Dyer. Dyer lays it up and in. Great pass by Andrew Grove to Fanny Dyer. 12-8 Warriors. Devin urging on his team from the sideline, trying to get them to get after it defensively. They've had a couple of good trips in a row. Ron is swinging down in the corner to Ball. Ball skips it to the top of the key. Ron out to Bosshard. Bosshard wants to turn the corner. Good defense by Coelho. Steen will take a three. No good. JJ with the rebound. Ahead to Coelho. Collins slows it up. Then gets it over to Grove. Swings it to JJ. 22-footer out top. Good! JJ Howard! He's got a pair of threes. 8 points in the game. And the Warriors go on an 8-0 run to take a 15-8 lead. 30-second timeout on the floor for Santa Ana Christian. As the Warriors really showing some defensive and offensive juice here in the last minute and a half here. JJ just, feet were set, defense didn't get out, got a little lazy. JJ out to about 23, pretty comfortable. Especially if you're not going to even come out and challenge the shot. 2:05 remaining first quarter, 14 fouls on the Warriors, so any fouls the rest of the way will result in two free throws for the Eagles. Eagles have one team foul, must be nice. 2-2-1, full court. Carton back deep on this. Playing a little center field. Good length in Dyer and Howard at half court. Riddle. They got a double dribble. Took the official a second to call it, but Fitzpatrick called for the double as the defense not really pressuring the ball, but taking away the drive and then cutting off the passing lanes. So just kind of intimidating the ball handler and then getting him to make a bad decision. Grove drives, fouled on the drive. Good take there by Andrew. Go to the line to shoot two and try to extend this run. The Warriors are on. It's 8-0 right now. See if we can get it up to 10 here. Grove to the line to shoot two. This is the first one. One more coming for Andrew. Scoreless so far tonight. Buries the second one. Warriors doubling up. Santa Ana Christian, 16-8. 9-0 run for Amity. Bossart gets it across half court. Drives. Runs in. They're going to get a travel. Should have been an offensive foul. Carton held his position, but it did cause the travel. Bossart just lowered his shoulder, put it right into the chest of Carton. Great job by Trent to hold his ground. It actually led to a travel. Grove over to Howard. Down in the corner. Quelo. He's hit 1-3 tonight. JJ's got a pair of them. Grove works left. Defense gambles, misses, down low to Dyer. Back out, JJ, fakes the three, steps in, buries the 17-footer. Nice job by JJ to be patient, didn't rush the shot, faked the three, the defense flew by, took one dribble, set his feet, took the shot before the defense could rotate. At the other end, Bossart on top, Warriors up 18-8. Ball in the left corner, picked off by Quelo as he tried to hit the cutter. Quelo going the other way, ahead to Grove. Grove swings it to Carton. 23-footer. Oh, it was halfway down. It wouldn't stay. Bossart coming the other way with 50 seconds in this first quarter. Bossart backs it out. 24 on the shot clock. Ball down in the corner. The drive. Try to kick it out. Knocked away. Bossart ends up with it. Left corner three is going to be a little long. Rebound to Grove. Grove ahead to Quelo. Slows it up in the right forecourt. Bounce pass back to Grove. Lots of time. Shot clock doesn't matter. 20 seconds. 18 now. Warriors can play for one shot up 10. Ball has the steal. Going the other way. Riddle. Dyer comes down and forces the miss. The awkward shot, though, is going to get Riddle two shots as he kind of forced the action. Quelo picks up the foul from the side. So not a good turnover there for the Warriors. Led to the fast break going the other way. Riddle hits the first one. Riddle with five in the game. Smith and Ball out. Steen Smith back in. That wasn't Smith out. The other Smith. So he hits a pair. First points they've had in a while. Warriors up 19-8. JJ holds his dribble, steps back, and misses the deep jumper on the left side at the buzzer. 18-10. Warriors with the lead. They had the wrong score up there. They had 19-9. 18-10, Amity on top after one. We'll be right back here on KLYC. Welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC. No pod bean tonight due to Sandy M. Christian's funky filter down here and their lack of cell service in their gym. Filter on their network doesn't allow me to access pod bean. And their lack of cell service in their gym doesn't allow me to get it that way. So we are dealing with just KLYC. My apologies. Those of you who prefer Podbean, good to have a backup plan always. Quelo with the ball to start the second to Dyer on top. Dyer hands off. Yoakum into the game. With a JJ on top. Down low. Dyer turns. Hangs. Oh, a little too strong. Good rebound by Quelo inside. Back out to Yoakum. Carton in the left corner, drives, gets all the way in, scoops it up, left it short. Great move by Trent, just didn't have quite enough on that flip coming out the other side. Warriors got a couple of great looks there. One from Dyer, one from Carton. Steen Smith turns, spins into traffic, probably traveled, gets the lay-in. Just kind of a whirling dervish in there. Looked like he changed his pivot foot to me. Quelo. The Dyer in the mid post on the right side. Looking for somebody. Gives it to Quelo. Quelo pulls up at the foul line. Back over to Coop. Yoakum down low. He's going to draw the foul. Good job by Cooper. Picks up the foul on Riddle. First foul on Riddle. First team foul of the quarter on either squad. Carton to inbound. In the corner to Quelo. Quelo dribbles out, hands to Howard. Howard will take a deep three, little right, long rebound. Quelo chases it down in the left corner. Back out to JJ. JJ directing some traffic. Wants to drive, gets all the way in, finger rolls it up and in. He saw the mismatch. JJ actually saw the defense not aligned well, and they gave him that left hand. You give JJ the left hand, you're in trouble. Dyer challenges Steen's shot at the other end, but Steen gets it up and over him on the lay-in as they break the pressure. 2014, Warriors on top. Dyer in traffic, leaves it for Howard. Howard crosses over, fakes the three, looks around. Tequila on top, swings it over to Cooper on the right side. Yoakum drives, bumped, no call. Should be a travel. Wow. Devin beside himself, as am I. Riddle had that ball in his hands, fell to the floor. No call, never lost control of the ball. Landed on his backside, both feet off the floor. Folks, that's a travel. And every level of basketball. Call that one in fourth grade basketball. Riddle in the high post, drives, blocked by Dyer, he comes down with it. The block and the rebound, Dyer going the other way, hooks it over to JJ, oh, off his hand and out of bounds. Dyer tried to go high to JJ, coming into the game, Grove and Vrell. Trent and Kahn will get a break. Carton, scoreless in that first quarter, had a couple of really good opportunities, just couldn't get it to drop. See if he, on his second shift, can have a little better luck there. Ron with it. Back over to Bosshart. Those are their guard pairing preference for Santiam Christian. Riddle from the foul line misses. J.J. high for the board. Flips it over to Andrew, and he'll head ball up the right side. Calling out directions. Moves Yoakum around the baseline. Drives. Leaves it for Dyer. Fouled. They didn't call the first foul. Hill gave him a bump on the drive. Didn't call that one. Dyer elevated, and Hill bumped him again while he was in the air, leading to the missed shot, but Dyer to the line to shoot two. Second team foul on Santiam Christian this quarter. Dyer rattles the first one home. Fanny has become a really nice role player on this team. Really developed, understands what his job is while he's on the floor. Plays pretty good defense, rebounds well, challenges shots. On the offensive end, doesn't try to do too much, looks for his shot. Short on that free throw, JJ tips, tipped again. Oh, coming out of there, Santiam Christian going the other way. There was a travel, no call on Sleegers, he gets the basket. Boy, you gotta have better transition defense than that, boys. Dyer, Yoakum, tries to go up, misses, Dyer with the rebound, fakes, foul, scores! Fanny Dyer just hustling. He made the pass from the top of the key to Yoakum. Yoakum was in the air, tried to shoot the ball, fumbled it, kind of volleyballed it up off the rim. Dyer coming right behind him, grabs the loose ball on the offensive board, puts it back up and in, and draws the foul. Third team foul on Santiam Christian. They're not putting player fouls on the board. Official over at the scores table to talk about something. 23-16, Amity on top. 5:02 left to go in the first quarter, or the second quarter. They haven't changed the period on the board. Dyer makes it a three-point play. 24-16 Warriors back up by eight where they were after one. Heading up the floor, Ron. Man-to-man defense for the Warriors. Yoakum up tight on him. They go high post the ball. Ball back out to Bosshart on the left wing. Bosshart surveys the court, directing traffic. Hesitates. Kicks to Riddle. Back out to Ron. Ron goes back to Bosshart, cutting down the key, and finds him for two. A really nice pass from Ron to Bosshart on a good cut. Dyer takes a three from the right side. Oh, a little short. And Ron with the rebound. Not sure that was the shot Devin wanted that quick. I think Fanny Dyer can get a three-pointer any time because I don't think anybody's coming out there with him. There's a little drive up off the glass or attempted. Missed that one was Sleeger's rebound to Dyer. Yoakum in the forecourt. Back out to JJ on the left side to Grove on top. Andrew, couple of dribbles high. Now he drives right, hangs. Draws contact, he'll go to the line to shoot two. Warriors have definitely been the aggressor in this game, attacking the rim. It led to a couple offensive fouls in the first quarter. this quarter, they've drawn four fouls, and they're getting some free throws. Groves over one from the line. Dyers 2 for 2. Grove misses that one. Strong on that. Quelo and Carton into the game. Get Yoakum and JJ. JJ getting his first break. One more for Grove. There's the make by Grove and a timeout taken by Devin. It's going to be a full timeout. We'll take a break also. Warriors basketball. We'll be right back.
Warriors.
Welcome back. Santiam Christian High School, our location tonight. Warriors were up 18-10 after one. They're up 25-18 with 4 minutes to go in this first half. Warriors break their huddle. It's Vrell, Carton, Dyer, Quelo, and Grove. For the Eagles, it's Riddle, Bosshart, Ron, Ball, and Steen Smith. Bosshart over to Ron. Ron, right angle. On top to Riddle. Riddle swings back to Bosshart, cutting through on the left side. Hits Steen Smith, popping out. Down low, Ball. Everybody lost him. He misses the shot. Quelo can't handle the rebound off his head and out of bounds. They just lost Ball, who cut baseline unencumbered but missed the lay-in. Ron to inbound, left side of the key. Gets it into Riddle for three. No good. Rebound high for that one is Keon Vrell. Head to Grove. Grove slows it down. Bad pass. Carton saves it, but Ron comes away with the steal. Throws ahead to Smith. Smith, always on the verge of being out of control. He's very aggressive. Doesn't have great skills, but has just enough skill to kind of get away with some stuff. You know what I mean? You're not really sure what he's going to do. Ron working on Quelo. Down to Ball. Ball feeds Riddle. Tough turnaround, misses that one. Steen Smith got inside on Grove, missed the putback on the alley-oop. He'll go to the line to shoot two. First foul on the Warriors this quarter. First on Grove. 25-18 still. Warriors on top. 2:55 left to go, second quarter. At the line, Steen Smith will shoot two. That was all hustle by Smith. Just beat Grove to the spot. Got inside. Got that rebound. He misses the first free throw, though. JJ back in. Replacing Dyer. One more for the sophomore. This one's short. The push in the back. And they're going to say it's out of bounds off Card. You can see Riddle pushing, riding Carton with the forearm in the back. You got three officials out there. No call. Ball out of bounds to Santiam Christian after two missed free throws. They throw out on top to Bosshart. Bosshart to Smith on the left wing. Ball pops out. JJ right up on him. Ball carries it. No call. There's the mid-range jumper by Bosshart. Knock that down from about 15. Quelo to Grove. Warriors only on top by 5. Been a little sloppy on the defensive end here recently, especially rebounding wise. Vrell, step back, deep three, way too strong. JJ knocks it loose. Carton knocked that off of Bosshart. The official was blowing his whistle before the ball went out of bounds, turned and gave it to the Eagles. I don't know about that. It seemed like he made that call before the ball actually had hit the Santiam Christian player. Questionable at best. 25-20 Warriors, 2:15 to go, second quarter. Out on top with it, Fitzpatrick. They try to go inside. Ball's pass picked off by Grove. 2 minutes to go, first half. Grove crosses over, works left. Drives all the way in, gets a left-hand lay-in. No help defense there. He beat his man, just kept probing, and finally blew past the defense for the lay-in. Warriors by 7. Fitzpatrick. Back over to Bosshard on top. Down in the right corner to Smith. JJ on him in this 2-3 zone. Smith back out to Bosshard. Bosshard swings over to Fitzpatrick. Now to Bosshard again on the right angle. Works his dribble left. Fitzsimmons back out, or Fitzpatrick back out to Bosshard. Misses. Grove high for the rebound. Warriors going the other way. JJ pulls up. Leaves it for Andrew. Back to JJ. Wide open for 3. Buries it! What a great play by JJ and Andrew. JJ was defended, but there was only one defender there. He kicked the ball to Andrew, who went right back to JJ. The defender had left JJ to go towards Andrew. JJ's left wide open. Nobody else coming out on help defense. Warriors up 30-20. 30-second timeout on the floor. That is good, unselfish basketball. What I like to see there is teammates trusting that they're going to get that ball back, if you know what I mean. You give it up, you get it back. You don't have to do it all yourself. Just run the offense. Andrew has become a very good distributor of the basketball, really seeing and anticipating guys being open. 105 left to go. First half, 30-20, Amity on top. Tie through their largest lead of the game. 5 straight points to get this 10-point lead. Bosshard, 2-3 zone for the Warriors. Over to Steen, back to Bosshard. Bosshard, not sure what to do. Back to Steen on the left forecourt. 45 seconds, down to 15 on the shot clock. Bosshard backs out. Zone really giving him some trouble. Steen drives, hangs, flips, misses. Ball's tipped a couple times. Varell comes down with it. Throws it long ahead to Coelho. Coelho hesitates, flips it up and in somehow. Not an easy shot at all for Kahn. Ball kind of got a little knocked out of his hands, but he worked hard to maintain control. 12-point lead, largest of the game for the Warriors. Shot clock off, 15 seconds left to go, first half. Warrior fans cheering. Riddle, left corner 3. Halfway down, wouldn't stay. Ball tipped. Back up and in by Michael Knox into the game. And that will do it. After 2 quarters, the Warriors lead 32-22. A 14-12 advantage in that second quarter. Warriors were led in that first half. A great first half by JJ's. 15 points. He's hit 3 threes. Grove with 4. Coelho 5. Excuse me. Varell 2. And Dyer with 6. For Santiam Christian, good balance for them. Smith with 6, Riddle with 6, and Bosshart with 4. All right, that's it for now. We'll be back in about 8 or 9 minutes to get you set up for the second half. This is KLYC McMinnville, home of Warrior Sports. Welcome back, Warrior fans. We are ready to go here with some third quarter action. They had a 2 minutes on the clock, then it was a 1:48, and then all of a sudden the clock was reset to 8 minutes, so I'm not sure what happened there. Excuse me. On the floor for the Warriors. So it's going to be their starting lineup of Carton, Aird with his 2 fouls, Grove, Howard, and Varell. Sarah Lynn. You're not playing? Why aren't you playing? All right. Warriors with the ball first. Aird attacks. Gets his shot blocked by Ron, it looks like. Ron swings over to Bosshart. Warriors up 10 here to start the third quarter. On top, ball. Looks inside, not there. Warriors in man-to-man defense. Carton on Bosshart. Bosshart gives it up to Ron. 14 on the shot clock. Ron back over to number 22. That's Eli Smith. It's Riddle popping out to ball. He'll take a 3. It's good. Mason Ball. Second basket of the game. He's got 5. Cuts it to eight, or seven, excuse me. Aird gets the ball over to Grove. Almost an over and back, almost a travel, and Aird loses the ball out of bounds. Brandon just out of sorts. Turnover on the Warriors. Into the game. Replacing Ron, I'm not sure why, but they replace him with Sliggers. Bosshart to Sliggers, popping out right angle. To Riddle on top. Riddle looking inside, looking for a cutter. Hill not there. Sails it over the head of Bosshart. He can't quite bring it in, and it goes out of bounds. Warriors ball. Good defense there by the Warriors, but also just a really bad pass by Riddle. JJ fires a pass over to Aird in the front court. Aird hands off to Grove. Warriors break that token pressure. Grove on the left angle. Works to the top of the key. Hands off. Rell with it. Gets to the foul line. Not sure what he was going to do. Just lost the ball when he pulled up. Hill with the steal. Bosshart calls out his play. High post, Riddle, backdoor, Sliggers, knocked away by Aird and stolen. Good job by Brandon. Stayed right with that cutter. JJ drives, gets to the basket, scores! Should have been fouled. Was hit hard. JJ was 17 in the game. You get him one-on-one and you let him go left, he is going to take anybody in our league. You got to jump on his left hand. Or have some help defense. Carton with a steal. Might have stepped out of bounds, no call. Carton hangs, flips off the glass, no good. Grove with the rebound, back out to JJ, fakes the three, now slows it down, hooks it back to Grove, down low Vrell, baseline, not there, back out to JJ, left corner three. Good! JJ Howard with 20, and he's been under control. Not one forced shot this game. Just playing completely within himself, letting the offense run and letting the game come to him. Really watching JJ mature this second half of the season as a player. Hill knocked away by Aird, stolen, gets it under control. Vrell with it, tries to Euro step, banks it, no good. Grove oops it, no good. Carton puts it up and in. Good job by the Warriors to run the floor, get the rebounds, stay after it. Up 14, biggest lead of the game. Timeout taken by Coach Rock. Going to be a full timeout, so we'll take a break. Warriors on top, 39-25. We'll be back. Welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball. The Warriors with a 14-point lead, their largest of the game, with 4:56 left to go in the third quarter. The Warriors have been very aggressive, pounding the offensive glass here this quarter. Can't say enough about how patient they are on offense tonight. Just very, very few ill-advised shots so far in the game. Ron to Steen Smith in the corner. Fitzsimmons, or Fitzpatrick, excuse me, gets it to Ron, who misses the shot inside. Warriors with the rebound. Grove to Howard in the left corner. Ah, that might have been a little quick on that shot, and he missed it. Going the other way, Riddle. Vrell back, Riddle finger rolls, misses. Vrell with the rebound. Ahead to Carton. Carton going to attack. Reverse lay-in, tried to do too much. Smith with the rebound. I think Carton had an easier shot with the left hand. He wanted to go to the right hand. Went a little dipsy-do there. On top, three-pointer. Ron misses. Rebound, Carton. Slows it down to Grove. 4:08 left to go in the third quarter. Warriors still up 39-25. Grove works left, probes, picks it up out to JJ. JJ takes the shot to Aird now. Aird, top of the key, probes, gets in deep, back to Vrell at the elbow. Out to Grove, saves it on top to Howard. He'll take a deep three, no good. Warriors last couple times down, just not getting a good look. That time JJ kind of felt like he needed to shoot inside. Riddle turns and buries a little eight-footer. He's got a nice little turnaround jumper. Eight in the game for Josh Riddle. Blocking foul called on Riddle at the other end. Aird bowled him over. probably less of an offensive foul than the one called in the first quarter was. Carton out, Quelo in. Vrell out, Dyer in. 3:24 left to go third quarter. Grove gets the play from Coach McShane. Grove works left, kicks to Aird. Aird trying to feed on top, not there. Fitzpatrick runs into Dyer, no call. Grove around the top, gets to the rim, missed it. Dyer tips, and rebound by Fitzpatrick. Fitzpatrick ahead to Ron. Ron in the corner of Fitzpatrick, back to Ron on the wing. Swings it left side. Sliggers, his pass knocked away. It's loose. Aird comes away with it. Dyer throws it ahead to Quelo. Quelo takes it in. Missed the lay-in. Good hustle by Fitzpatrick to get back and cause a problem for Conn. Steen Smith a little out of control. Somehow maintains it. Gets the ball ahead. Fitzpatrick in the corner. Riddle kicks back out. Ron wants to drive. Cut off by JJ and Grove. Back on top to Ron. Swings it to Slagers in the corner. Smith knocked away. Aird tips that one to Dyer. Dyer leads the break. He's going to take it all the way, and he's fouled. Good job by Fanny. They never really stopped the ball. He had the defender on his heels, the Fitzpatrick, the whole time. And finally just got to the point where it's like, I need to shoot the ball. Vrell's going to come right back in, it looks like. Dyer will shoot two. First one perfect. Grove out. 40-27 Warriors. So I think point guard duties are probably going to fall on Keon here. Maybe with some help from Quelo. Though JJ can run the point a little bit too. Dyer hits another one. He's got 8 points, 4 out of 4 from the line. Warriors in a 1-2-2 defense here. They get it across, swing it all the way to Fitzpatrick on the right side. There's a ball tipped by Vrell. Bosshart gets it, drives through traffic, hangs, gets to the rim and scores. Defense never really closed down on him and let him drive from about 25 feet. Shouldn't happen against a zone. Aird pulls up at the foul line and gets it to drop. Nice job by Brandon. First basket of the game. 43-29 Warriors. Bosshart crosses over on JJ. Kicks it out to Ron. Ron on the left angle. Cross court. Bosshart in the corner. They trap him. He throws it off of the foot of Quelo and out of bounds. Good cross court pass, but Bosshart hesitated after he caught the ball, allowing Quelo and Vrell to trap him. Inbound. Ron takes his time. Finally gets it into Fitzpatrick. Over to Riddle for three. Hits it. Riddle, his first three of the game. He has 11, leading scorer for the Eagles. Vrell going to get called for an offensive foul on Fanny Dyer on the screen. Devin talking to JJ. Something wasn't right on that offensive set. Devin wanted something different. St. Anne Christian ball. Warriors in there 1-3-1. They hook a pass. Dyer gets the steal. Nice job by Thandy to read that. It's a bad pass on the offensive end by St. Anne Christian. They saved it, but Dyer read that save perfectly. JJ on the left wing. Works to the right hand, top of the key. A lot of one-on-one here. Now he goes to Vrell. Back out to Dyer. Dyer with a dribble. Hands off to Quelo. Quelo starts to drive out to Vrell. Now over to Aird. Aird cut off. Steps back for three. A little short. JJ with a good rebound along the baseline. Offensive foul on JJ. That's a flop. That is a flop on Riddle. JJ took one little dribble, gave him a little hip, and Riddle just fell violently to the ground. I'm surprised that he doesn't need a trip to the hospital after that. And I think Devin giving this official in front of me an earful about that flop. Bosshart in the left front court. Angle extended. Warriors in the 1-3-1. JJ on top. A lot of length. Over to Ron. 13 on the shot clock. Skips it back over to Bosshart. 28-footer. No good. Aired with the rebound. Throws it ahead to Varell. Varell slows it down. Pulls up. 18-footer. No good at the buzzer. After three, Warriors on top 11. 43-32. This is Warrior basketball. 8 minutes to go in this one from San Diego Christian High School. 32 points for the home team and the Warriors with 43. Warriors being led tonight by J.J. Howard. Got four threes, four twos, 20 points on the night. Just five in that third quarter. That's the last 3 minutes of that quarter. The Warriors were really discombobulated offensively. See if they can fix that. On the floor for the Warriors, Howard, Carton, Dyer, Vrell, and Quelo. A very long team. Riddle with the mid-range. No good. Tipped by Dyer. Ball's loose. Vrell can't save it. It goes off of number 21. That's Michael Knox into the game. Man-to-man defense for the Eagles. This is where you have to look for your matchups here. JJ out top. Drives, gets in deep, hangs, scores. Just can't guard him one-on-one and let him go left. He's got 22 in the game. This is his best game I've seen JJ have offensively. Been very under control. That time he recognized the mismatch. They jumped on his, played him straight up basically, and JJ will take that. Warriors trapped. Mid-range is missed. Rebound inside by San Diego Christian. Knox fouled from behind. I'm going to say Carton got him from behind. So to the line, Knox. Probably not going to make these, but we'll see. This is the first one. Just a hunch, folks. Sometimes you just watch some body language, and he didn't think he got fouled. He shot that ball up over the top of the backboard from about 15 feet. Banks that one in. There you go. One for two. Bank the second one. He's out. Back into the game is Ball. Warriors ball. Up by 12. JJ works his way up the floor. Grove coming in next to Ed Ball. Been a good break for him. Should be fresh the rest of the way. JJ gives it up to Quelo. Quelo over to Varell. Varell on the right, left wing, drives, gets in deep, down low to Dyer. Dyer turns on the baseline, fouled on the shot, ball hit him. Going to the line, Danny Dyer. Shoot two. Second foul on Ball. Dyer, 6'4 senior, hits the first one. Quelo out, Grove in. One more for the senior, takes his time, missed that one. Carton with the rebound. Ball poked out of bounds by Bosshart. So Dyer with his first miss from the line tonight. He's 5 out of 6. Love seeing your big guy get to the line 6 times. Excellent. Carton inbounds to Howard. Swings it over to Dyer. Dyer looking for a cutter up there on top to Grove. Grove works left. Finds JJ down low. Turns to the left hand and scores. Defense gambled. Missed. JJ all by himself after that. 24 in the game for JJ. Again, playing smart. Playing in that post. Riddle misses. JJ high for the board. Lost it. Carton saves. He's hit. Ball's loose. Mason Ball has it, and he's fouled by Howard, or by Carton. So fourth on Carton. He'll come out. frustrating night for Trent. Trent has just 2 points in this game. It's been a rough night for him. Picked up more fouls than he's had shots. One of those nights. But another night will come, and he'll be the guy somebody else will have to account for. Because he'll pick up the slack for somebody who's struggling. In the corner, Smith drives. Tough reverse lay-in. No good. Ball tipped. Saved by SC. Ball's loose. Grove tips it ahead to himself. Takes it in and scores. Andrew Grove showing good anticipation. Tipped it ahead. Didn't try to just control the ball on the dribble or grab it. Tipped it one time, then chased it and was able to get out in front that way and get the lay-in. 50-33. Warriors up by 17. Biggest lead of the game. 5:40 to go in the fourth quarter. They lob inside. Riddle misses. Dyer tips. And Riddle knocked it away from Dyer, the official says. Quelo coming back in. Dyer out. Warriors go a lot smaller now. You got Yoakum, Vrell, Quelo, Grove, and Howard on the floor. 2-2, one press. No, man pressure. I don't know what they got. It looks like man pressure. And at the Grove driving gets fouled by Bosshart. They didn't know what they were in. That's why I couldn't figure it out. One guy was playing zone and four guys were playing man. It's not a good defensive scheme, by the way, when you do that. Warriors inbound left side, or yeah, left side of the key. Grove gets in the corner to Quelo. Ball on him. Quelo hands to Howard. JJ back to Kahn. Hesitation. Dribble. Hands off. Yoakum goes baseline, reverse lane, came up a little short. Ball loose, picked up by Ball. Ball going the other way. Bounce pass to Bosshart. And a blocking foul called on Quelo. to 33, 5:07 left to go. Ball out of bounds to the Eagles along the baseline. Third team found the Warriors. Eagles have two. Ron to Bosshart. High post. Riddle. Good defense there by Vrell. Riddle had to give it up. He thought he was going to get a shot. Vrell was right in his face as he turned. Bosshart swings over to Ron. Ron dribbles back to his right. Down to Smith. Smith, a couple of herky-jerky dribbles like they all are with him. 10 on the shot clock. Bosshart pulls up. Tough runner. No good. Grove gets the rebound. Grove pushes the other way. Breaks the defense down. Still going all the way in. And he is fouled by Mason Ball. That's right. His mom and dad liked Canning. Had to have, right? Who with the last name Ball names their kid Mason? Wonder if it's a wide mouth or a small mouth Mason Ball. 4:29 left to go. Grove to the line to shoot two. Andrew is 2 for 4 at the line tonight. Grove hits the first one. One more coming for Grove. Warriors up 18, and now they're up 19. Biggest lead of the game. Andrew Grove with 8 points in the game. He's played a fantastic point guard for the Warriors tonight. In the forecourt, Ron swings it over. Hill back on top to Bosshart. Bosshart dribbles, loses it, gets it back. Pump fake, missed it. Ball out of bounds off the Warriors. Bosshart will inbound. Warriors have just slowly pulled away. This was an 8-7 game. And the Warriors just had a nice little run and then have just slowly extended the lead. Long shot missed there by Bosshart. JJ with the rebound. Hands off to Grove. Grove going the other way. Across the half court line as we hit the 4 minute mark in the fourth quarter. Grove leaves it for Vrell. Vrell drives. Tough shot. Lays it up and in. As he was headed towards the baseline there, Keon with 4 in the game, but that was a tough left-handed shot. not really a layup. It was about a six-footer with the left hand off the glass. Right corner, Steen Smith hits a three. 54-36, Warriors by 18. Andrew brings it up, takes his time, backs it out. 3:20 left to go. Hesitation, and Grove is fouled. Be the fourth team foul on Santiam Christian. Foul's going to be on Bosshart. Third personal foul for him. Timeout taken by the Amity Warriors. It'll be a full timeout. We'll take a quick commercial break and be back with the rest of the fourth quarter here from Santiam. 3:18 remaining in the fourth quarter, 54-36, Amity Warriors on top of the Santiam Christian Eagles. J.J. Howard with a huge night tonight, 24 points, played fantastic. Warriors with the ball, Howard on top, surveys the court, down low to Varell. And tried to make a no-look pass to Yoakum, and that ball sails out of bounds. Coming up on the three-minute mark here to go in this one. Hill from the corner, or Steen Smith. Missed it. Warriors tip the rebound, and it goes off of the hands of one of the Eagles players out of bounds. So the Warriors will get it back. Full court pressure, man-to-man. Nope, zone defense, sorry. Grove drives, lost it. And it will be Santiam Christian ball. A little sloppy there for the Warriors last couple times down. Quelo gambles, misses, Riddle inside. Gets the shot to drop. Riddle with 13 in the game. They trap. Grove spins away to J.J. in the middle. Fires a pass to Quelo. Hangs. Misses. Didn't need to take that shot. That's the thing, is you got to understand the time of the game. Just back it out if you don't have an easy one. Going the other way, Steen Smith gets a fast break lay, and nobody stops the ball. And it's a 14-point game. Santiam Christian has picked up the pressure. Yoakum breaks the pressure at the other end. Scores, and he's fouled. Cooper Yoakum. With his first basket, a great long pass there. I think that was Vrell that made the pass. Yoakum ends up with the lay-in and the foul, making it back to a 16-point lead. Yoakum will get one free throw. Ron out of the game and Eli Smith in. Yoakum misses the free throw. Bummer. Coming the other way. Bosshart. Center circle. Swings over to Steen Smith. Smith. Let's go one-on-one with JJ. Gets a screen. Knocked away. Stolen by Varell. Ahead to Grove. Grove slows it down. Ball taken away by Bosshart from behind. Nice steal by Blake Bosshart. Throws it ahead to Riddle. Over to Eli Smith. Back to Bosshart on top. In the corner, Steen Smith. Gives it up to Hill. Hill. Bosshart pops out and catches it. With 12 on the shot clock, Steen Smith misses a short mid-range. Warriors with the rebound. JJ grabbed that one. Andrew works against Bosshart's pressure. Stumbles, gets it back, and then he's fouled by Bosshart, helped up by Hill. Going to the line to shoot two, Andrew Grove, as that's over the limit time for Santiam Christian. Fitzpatrick and, I think, Borgaro coming back into the game. Grove for two free throws, hits the first one. What do you want to know? On who? He's got four. Second one, good for Grove. Coming the other way. Warriors on top by 18. Eagles with the ball. Smith gives it up to Bergaro. Swings it over to Fitzpatrick. Drives. Fouled on the drive. Minute 5 to go in this one. Warriors going to pick up that crucial win. Be their third in a row in their 7th out of their last 8 games. Boy, this team would like to go back and play Sio and Taft again from earlier in the year when they had those losses, sandwiching that Dayton game that went to overtime. That was a tough stretch of basketball for the Warriors. Fitzpatrick misses the free throw. He's got one more. Oyua and Ralston coming into the game. Replace J.J. and Grove. J.J. with an excellent game tonight. Andrew played a great point guard. Two of them, J.J. with 24 and Andrew with 10. Fitzpatrick gets the second one. Warriors by 17 with a minute to go in this one. Coelho brings it up slowly. Works to his right. Gets in deep. Hangs. Misses. Ralston with the rebound. Powers it up. Misses. Tips it. Tips it. And it goes out of bounds to the Warriors. Good job by Jack there pounding that offensive glass. He and Oyua bring some beef in there. Varell will inbound left side of the key on the baseline. Goes to Ralston, back out to Yoakum. 30 on the shot clock, 45 in the game clock. Yoakum to Oyua popping out. Oyua works left of Coelho. Coelho to Ralston. Over to Varell, sets a screen. Varell, Coelho, over to Yoakum. 15 on the shot clock. Yoakum drives. Coelho in the corner. They swing it to Ralston on top, back to Varell. Over to Yoakum. 6 seconds. Drives. Hangs. Misses. But they used 32 seconds of the shot clock, so nothing wrong with that. 14 left. Smith with the reverse lay-in. Gets it to go. Eli Smith, his first basket. 8 seconds. That should do it. 58-43. The Warriors get the win in a commanding fashion after a slow start. It was 8-7. The Warriors win on a 9-0 run to end the quarter. They found themselves up by 8 after 1, 10 at halftime, 11 after 3, and they win by 15. So just a nice, steady margin there that the Warriors increased as the game went on. J.J. Howard leading the way with what I think is his best game of the year, 24 points, but just shot a high percentage and just took quality shots all night long. Andrew Grove with 10, Danny Dyer with 9, Coelho with 5, Varell 4, Aird, Yoakum, Carton 2 each. For Santiam Christian, they got 13 out of Josh Riddle and 11 out of Steen Smith. All right, that's it for boys basketball tonight. Girls basketball will be starting here in I don't know how long because they haven't put it on the clock yet, but we also have senior night. Let me look at those girls' roster here for them. I don't think they have a lot of seniors. They have 4. So we'll have similar delay in the start of this game. So we'll throw it out to some commercials and some music, and at some point we'll come back on the air and let you know how much time is on the clock and how long we think this is going to take. Thanks for joining us for boys basketball. Stay tuned for girls basketball here on KLYC, home of Amity Warrior Sports.